Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Michigan looks for its first win at Iowa since 2005 on Big Noon Saturday. And you could win big playing along with Fox Bet Super 6. Scan the QR code, download the free-to-play Fox Bet Super 6 app, and enter your six picks in the Big Noon Saturday contest for your chance to win $10,000.
It's going to be good, I can tell you that. Well, he was great the minute he stepped on the field in the NFL. He was Defensive Rookie of the Year. He was later NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He's the Baltimore Ravens all-time sack leader, which is not easy to do. Terrell Suggs, the two-time Super Bowl champ, joining us live. You know, I look at Baltimore right now, and Harbaugh's done a great job leaning in to what Lamar does. Also, simultaneously elevating him. Lamar gets better every year. So you dealt with John on the defensive side, but I think when you have a wildly dynamic talent like Lamar, it's not only about like making him better, but kind of leaning into what he does. And sometimes Terrell, a coach, has to get uncomfortable and say, all right, I've never seen this. I'm going to lean into this. Give me some of the secret sauce of Harbaugh. What connected with you and your past history with him?
Well, I must say that at the beginning, there was a period of adjustment. Because we had kind of a reputation, and we were kind of like the bad boys of the league, and he wanted to clean us up, you know what I mean? And we was like, whoa, you know, we only know one way to play,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But through time, you know, he came to accept us for who we are, just like you said, you know, let me lean into this, let me feed off this is who we are, you know what I mean? We were a physical, we were a rough team, you know what I mean? And once we accepted everybody's personalities, so to say, everything started clicking and we started winning a lot of games. So, yeah.
Yeah. I heard this from Ed Reed the other day, who's probably, you know, he or Ronnie Lott are the best safeties ever. So when Ed talks, yeah. People listen. And Ed said something, and I didn't love it because I've heard this before from running quarterbacks. He said, you know, it's a business. You got to take care of yourself. And I think, timeout. When Kyler took care of himself in the playoff game and wouldn't run, it blew up the whole franchise. The whole offseason was a mess. And I'm like, I don't want Lamar thinking, hey, man, I'm not going to run. I'm like, no, just do what you do, you will get paid. Even if he got hurt, last year, I'd still pay him. I know it's a business per se, Terrell, but when I heard that from Ed Reed, I thought, I don't love that a player should be thinking about not getting hurt. How did it land for you?
I didn't like it either, but, you know, like you said, when Ed Reed speaks, people are going to listen. You know what I mean? I don't think Lamar, if you think you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. You can't play cautious, not in this game. You know, you can't be gun shy. He's got to play his game. But, you know, some of what Ed Reed did say was accurate. He does need to be smart. You know what I mean? Don't go and try to take on linebackers when you don't have to. You know what I mean? And I think Lamar's done a good job of adjusting his game. He's not playing cautious, you know what I'm saying? So I get what Ed Reed was trying to say, but, you know, you also got to understand the city of Baltimore, the fans, they really pour their heart into their team, into their players. And they'll sense if you being a little, oh, it's my contract year, being a little shy and not really playing to, you know, your capabilities because you're in a contract year. You know, they'll feel that and you'll start to lose them, man. And I don't think, you know, Lamar got that kind of character to where he's going to be gun-shy and play cautious. But Ozzie Newsome told me, says, if you think you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. You can't be gun-shy. Yeah. So I don't think it's going to change this game.
You played in the AFC forever for the Ravens and briefly for the Chiefs. You don't have a lot of NFC stuff where Russell Wilson is.
Nah.
But it's funny about Russell Wilson. The other night, finally, in his third game, end of the game, he's like, okay, I'm just going to do me. I'm going to run around. I'm going to do me. And I said, I defended Russell. I said, listen, I think he's trying to run the offense that Nathaniel Hackett brought from Green Bay.
Exactly.
And then he finally said, hey, bro, I'm just going to do me. I don't think he's a shot fighter. A lot of people are telling me Russell Wilson's a shot fighter. What do you see?
I think he's trying to make it work, you know what I'm saying, doing it their way. You know, when you first get into a new relationship, you're hiding your true selves from each other. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to – he's like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, you're playing nice, you know what I mean, so to say. But he's getting a lot of heat for it because, you know, we're not seeing all the high-flying touchdowns and everything. It's not what we expected early on, but – you know, with three games in, who knows, like, what's going to happen the rest of the season and the rest of his time there. So I think we just need to give, you know, Russell some time. He's been great in the league, you know, his whole career. So it's like right now it's just like, oh, Russell Wilson, he didn't deserve his contract. And it's like, it's early. We're three games in. Let's calm down.
For the record, there are now, due to Russell Wilson, you're getting quarterbacks who are 5'11", 5'10", Kyler. Tua's not a real – and I think Russell's success has opened the door for other quarterbacks to get drafted. Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. A lot of these guys – I was told years ago from a player in the NFL who I have great respect for, he's still in the league, that he goes, hey, I can tell you, Kyler doesn't like to get hit. I've been on the field with him. And I look at Tua, and he's already banged up in week three, and he got hit one time. Was it when you played a quarterback who maybe was a little smaller in stature, did you think, I can intimidate him more? Did you look at different quarterbacks when you prepared for a game differently based on size? Like Josh Allen, 6'6", can run around. You may be totally different. What do you make of Tua, his size, his injury history? Would it change how you play?
Like you said, you know, Russell Wilson's kind of opened up the door for the smaller quarterback. But, you know, we played in a different time. We were allowed to hit quarterbacks back in those days.
Right. And
if you got a good shot on one, you took it. And you definitely try to knock him out of the game. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so you definitely try to open up on a smaller one, especially if they're injury prone.
You were a teammate briefly with Patrick Mahomes, weren't you? Briefly?
Yeah. Yeah, briefly.
Okay, let me
got a ring out of the deal.
Did you know I mean, you knew first practice he was great, right? I mean, there was no question he was like, had you ever seen anything quite like it?
Not really. Like, it just seems like the game was really slow for him. Like, he could just really anticipate stuff. And, like, I was just like, you know, when you're not on the team with him, you kind of like, oh, he's good. I wonder how much is it like scheme and personnel and Andy Reid. But then when I got on the team and I was just like, oh, he's that deal. He's that deal. I remember when I first got there, Matthew Judon called me and was like, what's up, Sizzle? What's he really like? I was like, dude can play. Dude's really that deal. So it's not a myth. It's not fiction. The dude can play.
You know, it is interesting. When I saw Eric Bieniemy and him kind of argue, Bieniemy's reputation is he's pretty intense. He's a pretty intense guy. Mm-hmm. Do you worry at all? Because last year, there was in that playoff game with Cincinnati, Mark Schlereth told a story where they may have had a little bit of a battle. I don't remember it exactly. But do you – Patrick's pretty playful and fun and joyful guy, easygoing. And Bieniemy, as you probably know now, is pretty intense guy. Do you worry about that relationship at all?
No, I don't worry about that at all for the simple fact that they've had so much success together that they you know, it's probably just you get into it with your coworkers sometimes. You know what I mean? And it's like we're all working towards the same thing. We're all trying to win. You know, we could have a disagreement on the sideline, and it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean? We'll go back to the film room, and you could be like, you know what? You were right in this situation. I was wrong, or vice versa. You know what I mean? I heard a quote recently, and it stuck with me. It said, always keep in mind when you're in a discussion with someone that the other person may be right. So just keep that in mind. So, but I think that there's nothing to worry about there. I think they're going to get back to winning. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's a big deal.
All right, Terrell Suggs. What a pleasure to see you. I watched you were one of the great – and what did I say this morning in the meeting? You were the last great, great player Arizona State had. I love that you're bouncing around here on FS1 on the shows. You had an absolutely legendary career. And thanks for coming on my show today. I'd love to have you on again.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, Colin. Anytime.
All right, Terrell Suggs, who was a great, great football player. First year in the league, it was like, boom.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It doesn't take long. The truth comes out really quickly. If a guy, Ja'Marr Chase, you're like, oh, yeah, that's going to be good. They're really great players. Ray Lewis.
Imagine that defense. T-Sizzle, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. That's a nasty
every
defense.
Layer.
They were so good for like a decade. Yeah.
Yeah, and you go back to the Dilfer championship team.
Is that the Dilfer championship team or the defensive championship team?
Well, they had Chris McCallister was also a great corner from Arizona. Now that I mix up years on this because the Ravens have been so good for so long. There's multiple Super Bowls, multiple teams, players in and out. Yeah. But when I think of Baltimore, I just think tough.
Yeah.
That's
blue
what I
collar, tough. They're going to hit you coming over the middle.
Nothing easy.
Ray Lewis just drilling
that
guys.
That is their culture.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah.
Now, Kansas City, not they're not tough, but I think of Kansas City, I think of offense. Len Dawson. Patrick Mahomes.
You think of Len Dawson?
I'm just saying, when I think of Kansas City, they did have a tough team. Remember they had the Willie Rofe teams? They had Hank Stram and Willie Lanier was a linebacker. But when I think of Hank Stram was a very creative guy, I've always thought of Kansas City, for some reason, offense. San Francisco, to me, I always think offense.
Yeah.
Now, I shouldn't because the defense now is better than
defense
the offense.
Defense is great.
But when I say Packers, what do you think of? I think quarterback.
I think that's another fun game to play. Match the team with the word that's
but Baltimore's
you know,
tough.
I think Baltimore's pivoted away from tough to Lamar Jackson. That's like when you think of the Ravens, you think of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
What do you think of when I say like Cleveland Browns?
Losing. No, I mean, that's what I think. Is that not a cheap shot?
No, that's fair.
Chaos.
I was going to say the trenches because they really have built up the trenches well. They got the best run game in the league by a mile.
So
right now.
When I say Cleveland Brown, you think of trenches.
No, I probably think of losing as well.
I think of ditches. They've driven off into the ditch
Seattle,
again.
Seattle Seahawks.
Fans.
Oof, that's brutal.
12th man.
New York Giants.
Boring. No, even when they win Super Bowls, they're boring. They're the accounting firm.
Detroit Lions.
Chaos.
Oof, I thought you were going to go losing again. New England Patriots.
Efficient.
Ooh. This is a fun game.
Yeah, not talent. I never thought New England had. I thought that there was a Randy Moss team in there that was really talented. But I never thought they were the most talented team. I thought they were more talented than Atlanta. I didn't think they had as much talent as Seattle the year they beat them. I thought Seattle had more talent.
Yeah. New York Jets.
I'd have to. New York Jets.
Futility?
Yeah,
they have the longest no playoff streak.
Yeah, but
in the
I don't
league.
Think of the Jets like I think of Detroit, like I think of Cleveland. I've
right.
seen the Jets
good.
Not that far. Rex Ryan teams were really good.
Back to back AFC title games.
Yeah, like I don't think of the Jets like that. They've had a bad decade.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the Lakers have had bad stretches. The Yankees in the 80s. Like good
Yankees were putrid, and they had Don Mattingly, who was like my favorite player growing up.
USC football pre-Lincoln Riley was pretty lean for about 8 years, wasn't it? 7-8 years. I mean, like
probably.
Good brands can have. By the way, if you go back to the Packers pre-Favre, it was like Lynn Dickey. I can remember. This is fuzzy memory, but when I was young growing up, George Allen coached Washington, Tom Landry coached Dallas, and however young I was, they felt big. Even the Rams had. They were on TV a lot. I can remember growing up, the Packers weren't on television because back then you didn't have, obviously, cable. You may have had cable, but they didn't have the NFL. So the teams they showed when I was young, I can remember being on the phone with my best friend when I was a kid. Jack Jones was his name. He now lives in Chehalis, Washington, blah, blah, blah. And his favorite team was the Rams. Mine was Washington. And you got like the Steelers were always on TV. The Dolphins were. The Raiders were. Washington was, Dallas was. I don't remember the Packers being on TV a lot. They may have been. I don't remember them. Mm. And then Favre and Rodgers have given them this 20 years of networks fight over their games. Mm. The Yankees in the 80s, the Packers for long stretches. So yeah. Great brands can disappear.
I grew up in the Northeast, and all we would get was a heavy dose of the NFC East. All the Dallas games, New York Giants when they were good with Sims and Parcells, some Eagles. But mostly, all I remember is the New York Giants just always crushing people.
Yeah.
That's stuff.
For Spotlight, J-Mac with the news.
Okay. No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line.
All right, let's quickly
news.
Go to the NBA. Ben Simmons is healthy, ready to make his debut with the Nets. Apparently, he did a podcast with J.J. Redick recently. I've had a bunch of people tell me to listen to it. I have not yet. Apparently, Simmons comes off as like a nice guy. He's actually playing in practice this week, Colin. Huge steps. Steve Nash is happy with what he's seen from Simmons, and he thinks he's going to fit with the team. I think Ben's just an incredible playmaker, size, speed, ability, unselfishness. So he's looking to get guys open. Great fit for Kevin Kai.
By the way, he should be a great fit for KD.
This guy was the number one overall pick. Yeah.
First of all, great long defender, great distributor.
Yeah.
He should, if he can get his mentals right, he should be a great fit with Kevin Durant and Kyrie, because Kyrie at the guard spot plays no defense.
Is anybody a good fit with Kyrie Irving? Anyone?
Well, all I know is this. If one of your guards is not a good defender, Steph Curry, the other guy, Clay, is, you got to have... By the way, that was Portland. CJ McCollum, great guy, and Damon. They're both great offensive players, not defense. Teams attack it. Simmons should cover up a lot of the defensive limitations with Kyrie.
All right, I'll put up with the Jets slander, but no slander on Steph Curry being a bad defender. He's a good to average defender. Let's go there.
Let's lean to average.
Okay, all right. Next up, Cowherd. Carson Wentz had a brutal performance in the Commanders' blowout loss to the Eagles. Sacked 9 times, completed 58% of his passes for 211 yards, and he fumbled. Ron Rivera expecting Wentz to bounce back against Dallas this weekend.
I'm not worried about Carson. Oh. Carson's going to bounce back. He's a very resilient young man. You know, and I love his press conference accepting responsibility. I mean, you know, and he put it on himself, and he tried to make sure everybody understood that, you know, this is a team game. We're all culpable, and I don't disagree with them. We are all culpable, myself included. I mean, but, you know, there is a sense of urgency. There is a gotta have it, a gotta go out and get it done type of mentality. I mean, it was the same thing last week. We wanted it. I mean, we worked to do it, and we're going to do it every week that way. It just sometimes it doesn't work your way.
Mm-hmm. You considering the Cowboys in the Blazing Five? Yep. I'll just be careful. Yeah, okay. But you know the market, right? Buying high on Dallas.
After a Monday night win.
A rivalry game.
Yep.
Washington looked putrid, unbettable. Just be careful on Dallas this weekend, guys. That's all I'll say.
Yep.
And wrapping up, Tua Tagovailoa. Questionable with back and ankle injuries heading into tonight's game. We still haven't had official word yet on. I mean,
he's
going
to play.
He's going to play.
He's not 100%, but he's going to play. You know he's going to play, right?
Well, we'll see. Jalen Waddle, also questionable. Listen, this is a beat up Dolphins team.
Excuse me. No, it's not. It's a normal NFL team. The Bills are beat up. I don't want to hear any excuses for Tua tonight. Oh, he's missing one of his 13 brilliant receivers. Not good enough.
Oof.
Win the game. Short week.
According to Fox Bet, the Bengals are favored by 3.5 points tonight. This was 2.5 on Sunday.
Already bet it.
You missed the best number.
No, I didn't. I've got my people working for me.
Give me a score.
31-20. Bengals.
I'll go 34-23 Bengals. Primetime unders are 8-2 this season. I think this is a high-scoring game. Dolphins just kind of roll over here in a bad spot.
Okay. Deck is stacked against you a little. Short week, beat-up defense. Go win the game. You're out here making excuses.
Mike McDaniel in his first Thursday night game, after he put everything, all his priority last
on
week
tape.
Was Buffalo. He was totally focused on that game. They could get blown out tonight.
They will get blown out tonight.
Okay.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love. and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Well, he's the premier, to me, baseball writer of my generation. Tom Verducci, four-time Emmy Award winner, baseball 30 years. Whenever we talk baseball, we bring Tom on. He's a humble guy and probably very bashful. He doesn't like me hearing saying that stuff, but here we go. So, we all know Aaron Judge is great. How do other players view him? You're around batting cages all the time. When you go to a game that doesn't include Judge, do people ask you about him? What do they think of Aaron Judge?
Well, they're in awe of him, Colin. From a physical standpoint, 6'7", 282, he literally hits the ball harder than everybody else. So just you start there that he's physically just an outlier in this game. But I think what they love about Aaron Judge is he really is a humble guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about outside skills and minimum ego. He is a total team player. It sounds like a cliche, but it really is. And I think actually in the last week and a half, he's had a little bit of a difficulty having the camera and the spotlight on him without the score of the game mattering. So obviously he got by that last night with home run 61. But players around the game, you can see when he's on base and they're chatting with him, he's approachable. Yet at the same time, he's unlike anybody else.
Yeah, some guys, Reggie Jackson loved the attention as a home run hitter. Sammy Sosa loved the attention. Mark McGwire was very reticent. Mark didn't want the cameras. Judge is a guy that doesn't want the cameras. It's interesting with the Yankees, though. You know, between Giancarlo Stanton and Judge, it's a lot of power. But they got rid of a pitcher at the deadline, a setup guy. King got hurt. So I don't follow baseball closely enough to know the ins and outs of their staff. Jason McIntyre said, Dodgers, Yankees, it feels like it's the World Series. And I'm like, I don't know. What about Houston? Are they a favorite to get to the series? How do you view them today? I know they can hit for power. That I know.
Yeah, the Dodgers, I'll give you, are the favorite because, I mean, let's face it, they've had an unbelievable season. They have home field throughout. So start with the Dodgers. American League side, I'm not overlooking the Houston Astros, and here's why. The Yankees are going to win in the postseason the way they do in the regular season. They hit a lot of home runs. And I know a lot of people think small ball wins in October. Uh-uh. Did you see the Braves last year? 71% of their runs in the World Series were on home runs. So you're not stringing together four or five hits in today's game in a postseason against good pitching. You change the game with one swing. The Yankees do that. The catch here is that to neutralize the Yankees, when you think about those guys you mentioned, Stanton, Torres, Donaldson, Judge, you need right-handed power pitching. And guess what? The Houston Astros have more of that than anybody else.
Yeah.
This year, the Astros' right-handed pitchers against the Yankee lineup have held them to a 159 batting
average.
Wow. I mean, it's not just the rotation. You know, obviously, Verlander and Christian Javier, great stuff. Luis Garcia. But look at their bullpen. This guy's got power stuff from the right side. So I think matchup-wise, especially home field in Houston, and we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit here. I understand that. But the Astros are a nightmare matchup for New York.
By the way, National League playoffs, World Series on Fox. It starts October 11th, folks. It's right around the corner. So I want to go. I want to pivot back to Judge. I mean, good God, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle. I mean, it goes on and on. There's nothing that really compares to it. Where does this put him? I mean, does it immortalize him? I mean, does it? I mean, where do you put him now in this pantheon of Yankee greats, Aaron Judge?
Well, I think he's in, if not that inner circle, pretty darn close. Put it this way. I don't think anyone else will ever wear number 99 for the New York Yankees. I think he's that important to the franchise at this point, even if he signs somewhere else in the offseason. I mean, he's got more home runs as a Yankee than Roger Maris or Reggie Jackson or Paul O'Neill and a lot of other guys whose numbers have retired there. Think about when they gave LaTroy Hawkins number 21 for Paul O'Neill. I mean, how do the Yankees give away 99 if Aaron Judge leaves?
Right.
He's the greatest home run slugger the Yankees have developed since Mickey Mantle. This is the second time he's hit more than 50 home runs, and he's approaching what will be the American League record. And, by the way, the Triple Crown. By the way, it's the first time we've mentioned Triple Crown in the context of, oh, by the way. It's incredible what he's doing. So I do think he's among Yankee legends, yes, because of the numbers he's put up, because of how big he is, and how popular he is. There's nobody who sells more jerseys in Major League Baseball these days than Aaron Judge.
Yeah. No, that, you know, like, again, Mike Trout's quiet. He's the second team in L.A. down in Orange County. There are certain players. I mean, I do feel like he's become sort of the Mahomes, the LeBron, where there's a Paul Bunyan. We like our stars to be big and powerful, and that's why I've always argued Steph Curry doesn't get the love he deserves. He's not overpowering. He doesn't dunk on you. Judge is like Paul Bunyan, and I don't remember. I don't know if he was a dominant college player. 7 years ago, did you know Aaron Judge was going to be this?
No. I mean, listen, if you saw him his rookie season, Colin, he hit 179. Oh. He struck out literally once every other at bat.
Wow.
I mean, he looked overmatched. And he told me a great story, Colin. After that season, then he set the rookie home run record the next year because what he did is he totally revamped his swing that offseason. From that day on, before every game, he would write inside his spikes 179 to remember how hard this game is. So you're not talking about somebody who right out of the gate was just a surefire lockdown Hall of Famer. No, there's a lot of failure early on. He was a good college player. What the Yankees loved about him was at Fresno State, he played center field. The athleticism, I think, really separates him from a lot of other big guys that have played this game. There's been nobody this size playing Major League Baseball who hit home runs like this, and by the way, steals 16 bags, plays gold glove defense, plays center field. So, no, I don't think you saw this coming with Judge, maybe after that rookie season, but he's a classic example of a guy who got better on the big league level.
Isn't that crazy? You know, I was trying to think of Dave Winfield was big, right? Like Dave Winfield looked, I can remember watching Winfield and thinking he looked bigger than all the other players on the field, but he wasn't as thick. You, of course, remember Dave Parker with the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's another guy that was like a football player playing. But Judge just fills a uniform out like I don't even know what compares. I mean, seriously, is there 280? What does compare?
No, there's, I mean, literally you can't find anybody who can play center field and run like this, by the way. And there's something about Judge that nothing is ever rushed. If you watch him play right field, he's got this clock in his head. And they say this about all the great ones, right? The game seems to slow down for them. He's never in a hurry. Even in this last week when he was looking for 61, Colin, he wasn't going outside of the strike zone. He wasn't getting anxious. He was taking his walks, the same approach at the plate. I'm sure he wanted it to end. He's got his mom following him. He's got the Maris family following him. But it didn't creep into the batter's box with him. He's just got a very calm way about him. Like I always say, he's got the perfect idle. His engine is set at the perfect idle to play what really is a very tough, long, grueling season in Major League Baseball.
Okay, October 11th, which is next Tuesday, World Series on Fox, National League playoffs start, the great Tom Verducci. Congrats to Aaron Judge, a total class act. Good seeing you again, Tom.
Always a pleasure, Colin. Thanks.
You bet. It is. His size is immense.
I was just reading, he was recruited by Notre Dame and Stanford to play tight end. They wanted Aaron Judge to be a tight end in college football.
He's just such a nice, humble guy.
Yeah, great story.
He's
great,
a great
for baseball.
Story. Humble. You know, our show, we need to be more humble. Ryan, don't you think so? J-Mac brings a confident edge. I've got to keep my eye on him. He's very confident.
What on earth does that even mean? Jeez, is it the Packers? Is that the stuff, this dust up we have over the Packers?
No, we don't have a dust up over the Packers. I don't know how you can watch in a weapons league a team that doesn't have a one, and I'm going to argue I'm not sure they have a two. I think Alan Lazard's a great three.
What about Romeo Dubs?
He was playing for the Nevada Dobbs. He was playing for the Nevada Wolfpack an hour ago.
Yeah, I butchered his name on purpose. Thank you, though.
Well, I mean, he was playing at a small. I think he'll be good. But by the way, in the second half, why won't Aaron throw to him as much? Yeah. But it's off script, and you have to trust guys to get open. Why didn't Aaron throw in the second half as much?
Hey, I'm just. Can we pivot off the Packers for a sec? Have you seen this news that Jameis Winston's kind of injured, not practicing, and Andy Dalton may get to start in London against Kirk Cousins?
You want to talk about that?
I definitely do, yeah. That's
a story we bury on this show. We try to find ways not to talk about Andy Dalton.
You don't want to talk about Andy Dalton? Come on, that's your best nickname ever. Go ahead. Fire away.
Well, America called him the Red Rifle.
And you changed it to?
Beige Water Pistol.
I thought that was one of the funniest nicknames I've ever heard.
Well, occasionally I'm witty. Business owners, are you feeling the pressure of running your business during these changing times? 30-plus years of HR experience. Insperity can help with hiring, training, HR administration, compliance, while offering competitive benefit options. Expand your possibilities at Insperity.com. Tom Verducci, Terrell Suggs, Greg Cosell, Greg Bedard. Good show today. Guest Booker. It's The Herd.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.